Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 207. Psalm 150. Giving praise. The divine injunction is, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This is without qualification. Rich and poor, high and low, the prosperous and the afflicted, the good and bad, all are called upon to praise the Lord. There is no reason in the world why all men should not praise Him. He is good, and His mercy endures forever. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. God commends His love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But some will say, I don't see how it is possible for the wicked to praise the Lord, for when I am conscious of having sinned, my mouth is closed, and I cannot praise Him. There are very many professed Christians whose experience is the same. They praise the Lord when they feel in good case, and not otherwise. That which such ones call praising the Lord is really praise of themselves. The Pharisee doubtless thought he was praising the Lord when he said, God, I thank you that I am not as other men. He had no consciousness of sin, he felt good, and so he praised himself. The fact that so many persons do not think that they can praise the Lord except when they feel in the best condition is evidence that their praise is not for what the Lord is but for what they are, or what they think they are. True praise to God is that which arises solely from a sense of His goodness. The highest angel in heaven would find nothing for which to praise the Lord, if he looked to himself. We can praise only the object that we are looking at and thinking about. Praise to God is for what He is, and not for what we are. Now God is always the same, no matter what our condition. Therefore He is always worthy of praise. Out of the depths we may praise the Lord, and thereby be lifted up into the presence of His glory. For He says, Whoso offers praise, glorifies me. If the wicked would begin to praise the Lord, they would cease to be wicked. In our greatest sinfulness we may praise the Lord for His love and mercy to sinners. The goodness of God leads to repentance, and the continual recognition of that goodness keeps the soul in dependence upon it. So let all say in sincerity, I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever.